southwest town, a bumberry for a year and a half now. And thought I'd done all I could do there. So when I heard about gold in the Northeast, I quit my job, packed up my car, left without a care. I was sitting in my car in Nicothera, wondering what I should do next. 900 kilometers later, or thereabouts, the town was quiet, the wind was disturbing the brown dust. And while looking around, I began to have my doubts. The next town south was Mount Magnet, and that might be as far as I would get. Haven't got time to go into the finer points of this short tale, but no matter where or what I did, I seemed to attract affection without fail. At 21 I came to live in a caravan with two others behind the town drunk's place. We didn't pay rent in this sandy, dusty, vacant space. The sun shines down on a desert where you're going to discover gold, gold, gold. Many have traveled there since it was revealed in those long ago days of old. Still people with shovels, picks and detectors head out to take their chances, led to remote places by the tales have been told, by tales of fortuitous romance, 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 by the tales of fortuitous romance they've been told. There were three of us living in an old, battered and worn caravan. We had no money or options, but we did have ideas. We had to quickly come up with a plan. So the three of us put our heads together. We thought we spoke, and then we thought some more. And before too long we had a solution, how we three big men could sleep in a one-man caravan. We decided to play paper, rock, scissors to see which one would be first in the bed while the next slept on the floor. The third would be outside on the ground, hard, dusty and red. The next night, the one on the bed would move to the floor. The one on the floor outside, and the one outside got the bed. This was our castle, our home, for about a month. You may ask, why didn't you sleep in your car? It was parked at the police station a few weeks earlier. I'd lost my license just after leaving a bar. But having a spot to sleep is one thing. We still needed a source of food. And there was always that nagging question, where could we go to the loo? There was an outside dunny for that second need, but as for food, it wasn't like there were fish to catch. But behind the caravan, just by the fence, was a big, healthy pumpkin patch. This true story is mine, but there are many different accounts given by those who have searched for gold.
By the tales of fortuitous romance, they've been